Hello, folks. It's Ken David Stewart. Doing a podcast called A Christian with an Attitude. And I just finished my fiction blog today, a few minutes ago, actually. From the weird and fantastical writings of Ken David Stewart, if you'd like to check that out. It's chapter 31 called The Police Arrive. And you can find my writings on kendavidstewart.net on the web, on WordPress, and kendavidstewart.net should take you to my webpage. Okay, I promised the people I was doing the excerpt from my fiction this morning that I would also do something spiritual today, and I certainly will. I really don't see a contradiction between what I write in my fiction and what I speak in my podcasts or my messages or things I read from, because I am a Christian and a believer and I guess a word of faith type of guy, you might say. Charismatic, Pentecostal, whatever you want to call it or label it. And that's just where it's at with me. And, you know, I've been going through a rough time lately. You've probably heard this before. I won't go into much detail except my health needs some overhaul, let's say, to get back on my feet and truly functioning again. There's so much literature, you know, that I've accumulated over the years dealing with healing and all kinds of topics and Christianity, and I don't know how many Bibles I have and audio Bibles. It's an incredible amount. So today I was saying, well, what should you talk about today? Well, I should concentrate on healing for a while. And there's this man called James Riddle. He writes all these promises books. There's another guy, Jack Countryman. You can find him on Scribd, if website. He has a lot of books on God's promises too. And I find the promises to be helpful. It's helpful to speak them out. But most often I find it's more important to wait on these promises, to wait on the Lord, because if you're anything like me, they don't start manifesting overnight. You know, for some people it does, and man, that's wonderful, that's great, I wish I was one of them, but that simply hasn't been the case in my life. So I'm struggling with pain and a lot of issues right now. Okay, what did I find? I found in the Complete Topical Promise Bible by James Riddle, something from Proverbs. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. And he's got a declaration of faith. I am a man of many smiles and a cheerful countenance. I'm known to bring a good report. When I speak, health and vitality flow into the bones of those who hear. Now, I've been told I have a healing anointing. It would be nice if my healing anointing worked so well on myself. But it probably does. It's just not coming very quickly these days. Now, I think this passage, you know, is talking about encouragement, basically. This is from Proverbs 15:30 from the King James Version. Let's go for that again one time. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Now, what that says to me is, you know, is when someone brings me a good report, or I hear some good news, especially when it's directed towards me and my family. It does cheer me up. There is no doubt about that. And it may even put a smile on my face. And I'm looking at the declaration of faith there that says, I am a man of many smiles and a cheerful countenance. Sometimes that's true for me. I'm known to bring a good report. Yeah, I've done that from time to time. When I speak, health and vitality flow into the bones of those who hear. Sometimes it does. Proverbs 16:24, New King James Version. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. Now they're talking about the power of our words here. Declaration of faith, my words are pleasant words. They are as a honeycomb, sweet to the mind and healing to the bones. Okay. We all want to hear pleasant words. And it's like the power of our words to bring healing, to make people feel better, to reduce or eliminate their pain. Let's look at Proverbs 17, verse 22 from the New King James Version. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Wow, that's heavy. Yeah, it's nice to have a merry heart, isn't it? It helps not only ourselves, but the people around us. And it is like medicine. I got nothing against medicine. I take medicine myself. But when you have a merry heart, yeah, it works like better than a powerful medication. But a broken spirit dries the bones. Drying the bones. Dehydration. A broken spirit. A broken spirit to me is when you feel no hope. It's when you've been hurt so badly. You've been broken so badly. And it does seem to dry the bones, doesn't it? But the declaration of faith from James Riddle is this. I have a cheerful, happy, and positively joyful heart, which sends its healing power to every fiber of my being. And I'll have to go over that one again for myself. Declaration of faith. I have a cheerful, happy, and positively joyful heart. A joyful heart, says, which sends its healing power to every fiber of my being and to every cell of our being. And it starts with the heart. I've heard this from many preachers, that it starts in the heart. Let's look at one more for today. Proverbs 18:14, New King James Version. The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness. But who can beat a broken spirit? Wow. Yeah, when I felt sick at times, if I was in a fairly good spirit, it would sustain me. Even though I'm struggling with physical pain and, you know, it could be an infection or something or virus, but if I'm really feeling bad physically, if I have a good spirit working at the time, it makes things so much easier. But it says, but who can bear a broken spirit? That is so true. A broken spirit is like loss of hope, clinical depression, things like that. It's like you've given up on things. And I think that what they're trying to say here is it's much worse than a physical illness in a lot of ways. Now here's the declaration of faith from James Riddle. My spirit is powerful and full of joy. It sustains me when sickness wages war against my body. Well, that's just like I was saying right there. You know, I have to keep in joy. You know, you can't look at the big scoreboard in the sky, right? The world's putting up for you to see. You know, you got to believe the word of God. You got to believe that God is real and he's a rewarder of those who seek him. And we have to have patience. Patience for the promises to start manifesting. So I obviously made this up ad lib as I was going on, as I often do. And I forgot to pray that I was being led by the Spirit. But I feel that I was. You know, my heart's at peace with what I just said. Brief message. And I want to pray for all the people out there who've got physical needs. Right now I'm having problems with my left knee. Had it for a long time now. And it's really disabling me in a lot of ways. When I read to you from the Bible or some spiritual holy books, I read off my Samsung tablet because my eyesight, due to a retinal damage years ago, I can only see, you know, well, let's say I just can't read small print well in a book or magazine or newspaper form. My eyesight's perfectly good for anything else. But when it comes to that, my tablet, you know, really, really is helpful there. And I read all my stuff off the tablet. Okay, but I want to pray for all of you. You may have all kinds of things out there. You know, many diseases, sickness, spirits of infirmity. So, Lord, I just cast all these spirits of infirmity off these people right now. And off me, and off my left leg and knee, and off my eyes. I ask for a creative miracle. You restore like new eyes for me. And anyone else out there who requires a creative miracle, bring it about, Lord. And this broken spirit, Lord, you know, it is so hard, as it says in your word, Lord. And I ask that you lift up people's spirits today. Lift up my spirit. Lift up everybody's spirit who's listening out there. And hope a lot of people hear this. And their spirit gets lifted. That God's got your back. He will come through. You will get healed. And I'm speaking that in faith today, Lord. So, I just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening, people. I hope you got something out of this today. Because, you know, it gives me more encouragement, let's face it, when I know people are actually listening to this. If they press like or something or make some kind of comment, then I know I'm not just doing this for myself. I'm not getting paid for it, so don't worry about it. So thank you very much. If you want to download this podcast, go ahead. There's never any charge. Or my blog, same thing, on WordPress.com, KenDavidStewart.net. Put a little plug for myself. Okay, well, we'll see you guys later. Have a good day.